Final round of locker room chats continue here on KNZA 103.9 FM as we're up on week 9 of high school football. First round of the playoffs here in 2022. A lot of excitement in the area. And we're joined now by the head coach at Sabetha. It's Garrett Michael. It's presented by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance. Coach, a lot to dive into. Last week, closing out the regular season with a loss to Nemaha Central. We'll dive into that momentarily, but 8 weeks in, a 6-2 mark, 3-2 in league play, only losses to state-ranked Holton and state-ranked Nemaha Central. We all thought coming in that your team was certainly capable of being very solid and making a run here at this point, but how would you assess the 8 weeks here in 2022?
Well, I'm proud of the growth of the team. You know, we returned a lot of players, so I had in the back of my mind that, we could be good at some point in the year, and I'm just proud of our kids for just staying with what we do and the effort that they've had, the attitude that they've had, and, those two things really culminate into a lot of different things as far as practice effort. I told somebody we probably only had really only 1.5 to 2 bad practices. Everything else has been, normal to really good. And so that's how you get better as a team. And I'm just proud of the senior leadership. It's just been steady all the way through. It hasn't been up and down. They've just been a steady group. And the other guys are doing their part, too, and that's what makes a team really good. Just pleased at the effort we played with on Friday night against Nemaha. Really came out and played really aggressive football, and that's what we knew we had to do.
Yeah, you had a 7-0 lead at halftime. You got the big goal line stand right at the end of the first half to keep that 7-0 lead, but Nemaha's offense just got going a little bit in the second half. 3 touchdowns on their first 3 possessions of the second half. What do you think the big key was there, the big change maybe from that first half to the second half? Was there anything significant that you saw that maybe allowed Nemaha to kind of pull away there?
No, one of their drives was a 99-yard drive, and you got to tip your hat to a team that does that. They earned it, and we just couldn't get off the field. But in the second half, there wasn't anything that changed. It just we got behind the sticks penalty-wise. I mean, it was our fault. We had too many penalties, and you just can't do that in a playoff game, a state-ranked game. We're ranked, they're ranked, and you just can't have 65 yards in penalties. I don't care who you play or who you are. We win the turnover battle. We get one. We don't turn it over. So, again, pleased with that, but we just can't get behind the sticks penalty-wise. But sometimes when a good team takes a drive or 2 drives that take some time off the clock and run it down the field, a couple big plays, but they earned it, and so you got to tip your hat to Nemaha. The other thing that I thought was big in the second half was, we came out and we're ready to play, but that first possession that we had was big, and we didn't do anything with it offensively, but our defense was really lights out. I mean, Hike has 39 carries for 144 yards. I think that equals like 3.5 yards a carry. And, I mean, a guy that's ran the ball as much as he has, I was really pleased with our defense. And then again, our special teams showed up and really played consistently and gave us a chance to win. But hats off to them. They played well. And we didn't play quite as well as we could have with the penalties.
Blue Jays finishing runner-up in the district behind Nemaha Central with that outcome on Friday. A home game, though, here to start the playoffs. It will be against ACCHS. We'll talk about that matchup real quick when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We continue our conversation with the head coach of Sabetha. That's Garrett Michael here. It's brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and also Sailor Insurance. Coach, well, let's dive into it. It's opening round of the playoffs this week, and the only matchup here in the first round in 2A where both teams have above 500 records. You get a 6-2 ACCHS team that somehow finished 3rd in their district behind Rossville and Silver Lake, so they had one of the tougher districts for sure in Class 2A. How much do you have you seen from this ACCHS team so far in preparation? You know, what do they do that stands out, and ultimately, what kind of ball game do you see this week?
Well, I see a really tough ball game. Obviously, the records are the same, and they had a tough district, and we had one of the tough districts too. And I just see a lot of athletes. Their quarterback's a really good athlete. He's a hard-nosed runner. But other than that, he can throw at the length of the field. I mean, he's got a good arm, got a couple, three guys that can catch it. They just do what they do. They just run a, you know, pretty simple scheme on offense, and they do it really well. And so you got to stop that. Again, the key is, it's a normal preparation week by week anyway. I mean, we don't change anything for the playoffs, but, our offense is big. Again, win the turnover battle, keep their offense off the field. Us sustaining long drives and moving the chains is critical, you know, in playoff games. And we've been there before, and that's won games and lost games for us, is turnovers and not really playing good time clock management on offense.
Again, the only matchup here in the first round in 2A where both teams have at least six wins. It'll be the first meeting between the Tigers and the Blue Jays since 2017. Sabetha's won 7 of the last 10 in this series, including the last 4 from 14 to 17. So you kind of touched up on a few keys there, obviously turnovers, things like that. And it's, you know, sometimes it sounds like a broken record when we talk about keys, because a lot of it is the same each and every week. But as you get ready for the matchup this week, you know, what are, you know, a couple keys that are going to determine a victor, and what are going to be a few of the key matchups you got to kind of control?
I think defensively is just good sound tackling, not necessarily trying to knock anybody's block off, just getting them down on the ground, being good tacklers, reading your keys, do what we do, and make plays that are presented to us defensively. Offensively, it's really first and second down. We've made a big issue with that because our third down conversions haven't been really good. Nema Hall, it was 2 of 12, and then, you know, maybe 60% on fourth downs. And I just want to do a better job of first and second down yardage. And then all of a sudden you've got a chance to make it a four down possession there and move the chains. But I think those two things are big. But the biggest thing I think is, other than those two things, is just being sound in our special teams. Kickoff, punt, those two for sure. Extra point and field goals, protection, and then kickoff return. You know, your goal is to do it one time a game. But punt return is another one. Just being smart with whether we catch it and try to get the return, or whether we, you know, let it roll, or whether we fair catch it. And so I think that's a big part of the playoffs, is special teams, not overlooking that.
Very good game here in the first round of the 2A playoff bracket this week. Sabetha hosting ACCHS. ACCHS, the Northeast Kansas League champs here in 2022. Both teams with a 6-2 record going into that matchup in Sabetha on Friday. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Again, that's Garrett Michael joining us, has all year. We appreciate your time. Good luck throughout the playoff run, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for what you do, and thank you very much.